This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, Phil Zepeda and I welcome Misha Lyons and Umikia McIntosh to discuss how Senior Services continues to help seniors embrace healthy aging and thrive in their homes safely, comfortably, and with dignity.
Misha, let's get right into it and start with you. You know, remind our audience about the types of programs that are involved in Catholic Charities Senior Services.
Sure, Phil. We have a full menu of services offered to seniors in Cook and Lake County. We have care coordination. It consists of those in-home services, emergency home response, adult day programming, and automated medication dispensers. We also have the Choices for Care program. We offer adult protective services for those seniors who find themselves in situations of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. We have the ADRN, which is the Aging and Disability Resource Network, that offers information and assistance, options counseling, as well as the Senior Health Assistance Program, or SHAP. We have our S&P program, which is the Senior Medicare Patrol program. And then we have SHIP, so there's SHAP. And there's also SHIP, so the Senior Health Insurance Program. We offer benefits assistance to those seniors who may not even know that they qualify for a senior exemption freeze, for low discount property taxes, and for license plate discounts.
So, Misha, we started at the top of the show by saying 80,000 clients on an annual basis. That's a lot of people. And against that entire slate of programs that you just took us through and our audience through, what programs and services do you find the most popular or engaging the most number of seniors?
I would definitely say our care coordination program, as well as the information and assistance. With care coordination, seniors are provided an in-home face-to-face assessment that leads to a care plan that offers in-home services to seniors. So it assists with their activities of daily living, cooking, cleaning, bathing, those sorts of things, whatever they need in the home to keep them independent. And then we have the information and assistance, which connects seniors to resources in the community to help them thrive and age in place.
So, Misha, the case management that goes on here with, you know, meeting each individual senior to find out what their needs are, what are you hearing lately? What are they expressing about their needs the most of recently?
Phil, seniors want to maintain their dignity. They want to maintain their independence and remain in their home for as long as they possibly can. So what we do here at Catholic Charities to do that is we offer information. If we don't provide the service to assist them in maintaining the independence in the home, we connect them with the sister agency and together work to make sure that they have what they need in the home to keep them in the community and to maintain that independence, which is so important.
So much of what, you know, those services, they can be daunting for individuals, for seniors to be taking on alone, and how wonderful it is to have a partner in Catholic Charities to walk with them through this, to understand it, to make sense of it all. It's tremendous.
It's really helping the seniors have the most enriched life as possible, isn't it, Misha? That it's not, you know, you want them to live independently with dignity, but you also want to help sure that they're educated on healthy aging and enjoying life to the greatest extent possible, right?
Absolutely. We're there to walk beside them. We want them to know that we're a partner. We will not lead the process. We work hand in hand to make sure that the seniors have what they need, what they feel that they need to remain safely and independently in the home.
It's a beautiful philosophy and a beautiful set of goals for our senior services. Umiki, I'd like to bring you in the conversation. And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about care coordination. How many times do care coordinators work with seniors on average per month? And tell us a little bit more about how those meetings occur. Is it in person or in Zoom to the extent that the seniors know how to navigate Zoom? How does that work?
Sure. As Misha stated, the main goal of the care coordination program is to allow our seniors to be able to thrive and to be able to maintain their existence in their home. You know, we found that being able to be in a place that they're familiar with, that they're comfortable with, they do better. Being around family members, their loved ones, their friends, being able to just see the space that they're comfortable with and used to on a day-to-day basis, allow them to be able to thrive successfully and comfortably in place. Our care coordinators, as Misha stated, go into the client's home and they assess them to see exactly what they need to be able to do that. And this is done typically on a yearly basis, but we do go out on an as needed basis because we do know that sometimes things change. There may be changes in their health, their physical stance. And so our care coordinators then go out again and they readjust those care plans. And sometimes they change for the better. Our seniors, they may have their medications in place, and it allows them to be able to come off of care coordination at a lower pace, which means that they don't need it, let's say, on a five-day basis anymore. So it could either change for the better or for the worse for that senior, allowing them to still be able to do what they need to do on a day-to-day basis within their homes. Care coordinators, during COVID, we switched to an over-the-phone method, right? Typically, those services are rendered within their homes face-to-face because we want to be able to see our clients, see their environment, because sometimes they don't tell us exactly what they need. It takes a care coordinator to be in the home on a face-to-face visit to see their area, to see that they may not have enough food, to see that they may need more cleaning than what they told us that they need. So it's great that the care coordinators are able to go into the home as opposed to over the phone. But because of COVID, we were able to do those same services over the telephone and still able to give our seniors what they needed during that time.
That must give the seniors such peace of mind once that relationship is established, Umikia, that they know someone cares about them. They know there's someone they can call if they need help. And they know there's someone going to be watching out for them as time goes on, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our care coordinators, when they're in the home, they develop a great relationship with those clients because sometimes our care coordinators are all the seniors see. So it allows them to talk, to catch up on what's going on, to tell us what's going on in their lives. And they absolutely love to give us historical things that have happened in their lives. And our care coordinators share as well. So it is a great opportunity to forge a relationship with our clients.
I have to say, though, I think you and Misha play a big part in that. You're both so positive. You're both so passionate about caring for seniors that I'm sure that you help the care coordination managers understand what are the priorities, how do we communicate with the seniors and let them know we care. So I just give a shout out to both you and Misha for the leadership that you're offering in our senior impact area. You know, I also wonder, Umikia, about the community partners that we deal with. Your case managers have got to stay on top of all the changes that happen in different organizations in senior services. How do they stay on top of those things? And then how do they communicate any changes to our senior guests?
Katie, we have so many aging partners within our network, so many sister agencies that we work with. They share this information to us all the time. We go to various outreach fairs. We go to the senior buildings within the area. We have a lot of providers that we work with to provide these senior services. So when new things pop up, when new adventures pop up, they share them with us, which allow us to relay that information to our seniors who call. As Misha stated, we have our Aging and Disability Resource Network, which entails our intake home. And so that information is shared with them. So when seniors call, they're able to give that information to the seniors, allow them to partake within those new services or programs if they want to or if they need to, or just have that information waiting on an as-needed basis if they need it.
If anyone in our audience wants to learn more about Catholic Charities, how we might be able to assist you or a senior you know, please visit, as we said, CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7700, 655-7700, or email gethelp@catholiccharities.net.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.